Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening from Kearney, Nebraska. It's the final week of the regular season in Northwest Missouri State with one on the road here tonight, and they'll finish up the regular season at home on Saturday. Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska Kearney are matchup tonight. Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, we say one more regular season home game for the Northwest Missouri State women, hoping for a chance to have a couple of home games still this season, but tonight's game and Saturday very important in determining that.
Yeah, essentially I think Northwest needs to win both of these games and then hope for a little help as well. But if it all goes well, they could possibly be back in home on Tuesday for an opening round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. They clinched a spot in that tournament, but now trying to play for home game on Tuesday night, and hopefully all will go well tonight and on Saturday afternoon as well.
And they clinched that spot while they were off on Saturday, which is kind of neat. You got a chance not to play, but still know that going into the last week that you're secure in the two games that you play. And maybe timing-wise, that off day on Saturday going into the final week of the regular season, not bad timing to have an off day.
No, at this point in the season, you played a lot of basketball, a lot of games in a row there on rotation of Monday, or rather of Saturday and Wednesday, so a chance to get a little bit of a rest. And not only that, you'll still going through your practices and a chance to work on some things, tighten up some fundamentals, hopefully for the final week of the regular season, and maybe go on a little bit of a run if you get into the postseason tournament. Now, obviously, they've clinched that spot into the conference tournament now, and hopefully that'll take a little pressure off as well for these last two games and get some things going well into the tournament next week.
And you would have to think that the Northwest women's basketball team has to come in feeling pretty good about the way things have gone here most recently, especially last week.
Yeah, a good win over Missouri Western, and I think probably, with exception maybe a few too many turnovers, one of their more complete games of the year. They were able to take a lead and build on that into the second half, and really against a good Missouri Western team, a team that could pose some matchup problems. Northwest came out, played well, and I think the coaching staff has to be pleased with the way they handled the pressure that Missouri Western had, especially in that first half when Western was coming out being very aggressive on defense. They sent Northwest to the free throw line several times. They were able to take advantage of that, build their lead, and then hold it throughout the entire second half. And I think that was a big key that they were able to do that and not allow the lead slip away last weekend.
Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska Kearney, our matchup tonight. Here from Kearney, Nebraska, we're back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, getting ready for tonight's MIAA doubleheader between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska, Kearney. And, John, it just seems like each time we've been out here with UNK in the league that we have seen them battle injury problems and have to go through lineups. Did so with football, and they had a wide receiver at quarterback and a linebacker playing on the offensive side. Then you look at this Nebraska-Kearney women's basketball team. They've got so many players battling injuries that they've had to practice in recent weeks, many times with just five players in practice. And you look at two of them that are out with injury, two of their top players.
Yeah, and it's been it's almost contagious with all the teams. The men's team also with only eight players suited up for tonight's game as well. But you look for this Nebraska-Kearney women's team, it's really hurt them both out on the guard spot and also inside. They're getting on one of the players, Ivy Jones, who should be back in the lineup at a guard spot this evening, but minor help hampered. She'll be with that hamstring injury, but adds another ball handler to a lineup with some players out at that point where it's been hard for them to really get their offense going. And then you look inside, Melissa Norman, a post player who's one of the MIAA leaders in blocked shots, averaging 7 rebounds a game to go along with 7 points. That's huge to have her out of the lineup. She's missed the last 3, and they're expecting her to be out for the final 2 games of the regular season as well. So those are 2 players in particular that have hurt that they've been out. But when you're down to, as you say, just 5 to go through practice, it really makes things very tough on probably a season where they had a little bit higher expectations the way things are looking right now.
Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska, Kearney, our doubleheader tonight. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. That's Mark Kellogg. It's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1960 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Betty Bush of Maryville, has had a lifelong affiliation with the university, attending the Horace Mann Preschool at 3 years old to retiring as an instructor in the education department. Bush says she has fond memories over years as a student at Northwest.
Active in a sorority and some of the educational societies. We were able to do so many things because of Horace Mann. We had so many experiences as educators before we graduated and went into our field, and that was a terrific benefit for those of us who were able to get that opportunity.
Bush says she taught several of the education courses offered at Northwest.
In particular, the reading and language arts courses, preparing teachers to teach reading and language arts. I also taught a course called multiculturalism, which was a general studies requirement, trying to show students that they have a wide world of experience out there, not just their hometown or Maryville for that matter. We saw that the mode of presentation changed during that time. When we were using strictly lecture when I started.
Dr. Bush has continued her affiliation with Northwest following retirement, serving on the university's foundation board of directors.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back on the pregame show. Before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska, Kearney, joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. And coach, you guys, I say you had some time off, but obviously you've been practicing and things like that, but didn't have a weekend game last weekend. How's the week been since the last game and getting ready for this final week of the regular season?
Well, I think it's been good. It's been a little weird. I'm not going to lie, not having a Saturday or Friday night home game this late in the season. But probably was okay for us. Everybody's kind of banged up at this point in the season, so it allows us to take care of some of those things. We gave them essentially 48 hours off. It wasn't really quite 2 days, but 48 hours off. which we probably needed. We had some good practices into last week, which we kind of expected after the win over Missouri Western. They should have been pretty excited to come to work and come to practice every day, and then got after a little bit this week, getting ready for Kearney.
We were talking a little bit ago about scenarios. Now that you guys have clinched a spot in the tournament, about possibly getting a home game, that sort of thing, it seems like with all that's potential and could happen this week, that just focusing on the team and winning two games can be an easy thing to do because there are so many scenarios.
Yeah, no, they are. I mean, and that's really, we don't need to talk about it. We haven't really talked about it with our team much at all. Just, hey, we're in. Obviously, the goal would be to get another home game. To do that, we probably need to win two and then get a little bit of help. Not a ton, but just a little bit of help along the way. So when you need help, there's no sense in sitting around trying to figure out all the help you need. You just need to make sure, first off, you take care of yourself and then see if the chips fall where you want them to.
Early in the season, a lot of times you're going through weeks where you're working on some different things with the team. Now that you're in the last week of the regular season, are there still things you're focusing on with the team, or is it a preparation thing now for the games you've got coming up?
Yeah, both. Probably you're right. Majority preparation, focus on the teams. You know, at this point in the season, you should have seen about every type or style of play that you could possibly see. And most of the time, which is a little weird, though, other than true, and you've played everybody at least at this point in the season. So it's a game plan that's been put in. You adjusted a little bit based on what you did earlier. Watching back our game against Kearney, that was early December, and both teams probably look a lot different now than they do than they did back then. So much more game planning. But, yeah, for us, it's still the Achilles heel. I mean, now it's kind of turned into turnovers. The rebounding we've cleaned up a little bit, I feel like, over the last couple weeks. But that's the two areas of emphasis for sure, rebounding and then valuing the basketball.
You talked about how there's a few players banged up a little bit. How is everybody's health kind of coming into this last week?
I think we feel pretty good. I mean, our energy's been pretty good. I don't think we have any major or even minor injuries, at least at this point, so I think we're pretty healthy.
Now, talk about this Kearney team. A little bit different the last times you got to play repeat games. You had just played those teams the week before. You mentioned it was early December with this Kearney team. When you do game plan, obviously you work back and look back at that ball game, but how much do you rely on that since there has been so much time between that game and this game?
Well, you rely on it, and you definitely watch it, and we always do go back and what did we score on, how did we score against them, are there certain sets or actions, ball screens, down screens, whatever, flex cuts that worked, and then you want to go back to those, and then same thing, what did they do against us, what did they do against our man, what did they do against our zone, where did they have success, and then find out, are they still doing that against other teams, or have they completely changed the way they played? I think the biggest difference for Kearney is we're just going to see some different people, or they're going to be minus some people. Their leading scorer is out, their third leading scorer, I believe, is out also. They're going to have a kid that didn't get eligible until second semester starting tonight, so we haven't seen, so that's just going to be a different look from that perspective. You know, our kids are all still playing, but we think the same thing. We were watching the Kearney game and almost kind of laughing with some of our kids that, you know, we were showing them the clips of some of the stuff we tried to run offensively and how bad it was and poorly timed and, you know, how much further we've come. You know, Monique wasn't quite healthy. She was slow as Christmas. We were joking with her on that one. She just looks so much healthier and faster now. And so, yeah, we got to razz them a little bit, but it was to show them a little bit about how far we've come.
And I was going to say that has to help maybe confidence-wise, because a lot of the stuff you've been talking about and telling them, you're making improvements, we've been working on this, and now sounds like they have seen that for themselves.
Yeah, they have, and that's the beauty of the film now and the slow-mo and the stop and all that, is we can really break it down for them. Sometimes it's good for them, sometimes they don't like it as much, but for sure, we've been able to show them how far we've come along the steps. And when you play people twice, that's what it really allows you to do, is show them, hey, here's what it looked like 2 months ago. Here's kind of where we are at this point in the season.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Okay, thanks, man.
That is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State University is presenting Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park, Professor of Theater at Northwest, Dr. Theo Ross, is directing the play. He says this production should meet theatergoers' expectations.
It's a challenge always to meet expectations, but when you've got good stuff to work with, like Neil Simon and Barefoot in the Park, it's a whole lot easier. And so people do, if they're familiar with the show or have heard of it, they come in expecting certain things. We try to meet those expectations. We're putting just about everything into it that is classic comedy. It's all the funny bits and the gags, and we've even decided not to try to update it. We're keeping it in the 60s, and that's part of the fun of this show is that our students are learning that they have to do research to be able to really understand the 1960s. It was a different period then, and that shows my age a little bit, because I'm trying to tell them what it was really like way back then in the 60s.
Dr. Ross says it challenged students to recreate the 1960s.
That's, I guess, the twist or the challenge, or one of the things that we're doing is trying to keep that classic context, because the play works better. The story is set in the 60s, and relationships were different in the 60s. And so trying to update it and play it in a modern sense, we found just didn't really work. And so that was one of the unique features, I think, and challenges for our production staff and for the actors. But the other thing, the twist or the gag that we've got in there, is we have some special celebrity guest stars who will be making appearances in the show.
Northwest production of Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park continues through Sunday in the Studio Theater in the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts, with a 7:30 p.m. curtain on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a 2 p.m. matinee this coming Sunday.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, still getting ready for tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska. Kearney looking at the starters for tonight's matchup. The top three scorers for Nebraska Kearney, none of them in the starting lineup. Two of them will be out of the game tonight. And the second leading scorer, Ivy Jones, not in the starting lineup, but we will see her, I'm sure, at some point in this game as she comes back from a hamstring injury. Did not play in either of their games last week. The starting five for Nebraska Kearney, who comes in with a 6-17 record overall. They are 3-13 in the MIAA. Nicole Arp is a 5'6" junior out of Kearney, averages 6 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. She's tied for the team lead, having hit 20 threes so far this year. Queen O'Hamara is a 6-foot sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska, averages 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. Laramie Lewis is a 5'8" freshman from Trenton, Nebraska, averages 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. She is the other one that has also hit 20 threes to help lead the team so far this year. Sarah Hicks is a 5'8" junior out of Broomfield, Colorado. She averages 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Nadia Williams rounding out their starting lineup, a 6-foot senior from San Jose, California, averages 6 points and 4 rebounds a game for the University of Nebraska Kearney. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Mark Kellogg, the Bearcats coming into action this week with a 12-12 overall record. They are 6-10 in the MIAA. Coach Kellogg going with Timber Schekinger, a 5'10" freshman out of Manila, Iowa, averages 8 points and 4 rebounds a game. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" sophomore out of Omaha Millard West High School, averages 11 points and 2 rebounds a game. She's hit the team high in threes with 52 so far this year. Monique Stevens is a 5'3" junior out of Australia and a transfer in from Southeast Community College in Southeast Nebraska, averages 7.5 points and 3 rebounds a game, holds the team lead with 111 assists and 49 steals so far this year. Annie Matthews, Northwest's leading rebounder coming into this week. She is a 5'10" sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, averages 10 points and a team-high 8 rebounds a game. And Maggie Marnin, right now the team leader in scoring by 6 points over Ashley Nelson. Marnin averaging just over 11 points a game. She is a 6'3" sophomore out of Stewart, Iowa, and West Central Valley High School has the team lead in blocks with 33 so far this year. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska Kearney. We've got the tip of the women's matchup when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
The overwhelming response by Northwest Missouri State University employees and students to a renewed effort to curtail energy usage resulted in more than $60,000 savings during the month of December. Prior to its winter break, Northwest asked students and employees to reduce campus energy use by taking simple actions such as lowering thermostats and turning off and unplugging items. The response and additional conservation measures taken by Northwest Facility Services led to a 17% drop from the previous year.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Carol Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The University of Nebraska-Kearney Pep Band with the national anthem before tonight's women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska-Kearney. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. A doubleheader here tonight. Of course, the women's matchup first. The men's game will come up a little bit later on. And the way the situation looks, you kind of feel good about a doubleheader sweep going in here tonight. But, of course, you can't take anything for granted for the Northwest men's team. Had a big win over Nebraska-Kearney in their first meeting back in December. Now, granted, that was a while ago. But you mentioned a little bit early that the Nebraska-Kearney men's team also battling some injury. So it looks good for the potential for a sweep tonight.
Yeah, it, of course, you have to get on the floor and play the game, and you never know what happens then. But, again, like you mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Matt, it's uncanny with this Nebraska-Kearney squad, not only basketball, but you go back to football, how injuries have played such a role in all of those main teams this season. And with Nebraska-Kearney men, they're suiting up only eight tonight as well. They've been hit by the injury bug, so they'll be a little shorthanded against a Northwest men's team that has a lot to play for tonight. If Northwest could come up with two wins in the last two games, they would get a bye in the first round of the conference tournament, move right into Kansas City and play in the quarters down there. So that's really a lot to play for in the last week. It's down to if Northwest wins two games, they've got that bye. So they're really looking at this as a big matchup time.
You know, we talked about how for the women's team, we heard from Coach Kellogg that the off day on Saturday kind of gave them a little bit of an opportunity to have a few bumps and bruises heal up. For the Northwest men's team, of course, Dylan Starzl, the number one guy that you're looking at in terms of injury and needing a little bit more time, as we didn't see him at 100%. He played well, even not at 100%, but it has to be a well-timed day off last week.
Oh, I think so. In each game that Dylan's been back after that knee injury he suffered against Central Missouri there the last Saturday of January, where he missed in about 2.5 weeks of play, you can see each game a little bit more improvement. And with this mobility out there, and to be able to come back, play three games, and then have a bit of a break and not have to play on Saturday, that has to be huge for Dylan and really for everybody at this point in the season. Not only the bumps and bruises you get physically, but from a mental standpoint, basketball is such a long season, and it's a mental grind, and I think having a day off like they had on Saturday at this point in the season has to be beneficial for the final two games here.
And we've kind of mentioned with both teams about first-round buys and playing a home game maybe next week, that sort of thing. And the way the MIAA tournament is shaped up with the addition of so many teams this year, it's a different look in the MIAA tournament than that we've come used to in years past.
Yeah, it used to be you wanted to play to be in the top eight of the conference, go down to Kansas City, and no one gets a bye. But the way they've done it now with the addition of the teams in the conference, they take 12 to the postseason tournament. But that first round played on campus sites, and it's the first time they played on campus sites in a long time since moving the tournament down to Kansas City, which has been so successful. But it means a lot for that first game. Now, I think that if you have to play an opening round game of the tournament, to be at home, because if you have to do a little bit of traveling to go along with that, that makes it a little tougher as you get into the games in Kansas City. So for the Northwest women, if they could come through these final two games to get a home game in the opening round on Monday night, that'll be huge. And if they can win Monday, gives them a couple of days of rest where they don't have to worry about travel before heading down to Kansas City. So that'll be huge for the Northwest women, of course, for the men. You'd just like to avoid that first round game altogether and have a chance to go down to KC. So a lot to play for in the final week. But as you say, a little bit of a different look going into next week's conference tournament. We'll have to see how it plays out this year. But I know one thing, that the games in Kansas City have been a huge success, and one of the things it means getting the entire that part of the tournament on a neutral site. Anything can happen once you get down to Kansas City.
And speaking of new look, the Northwest women's team in their black road uniforms. This is the third time this season they have worn these uniforms. Wore them at Southwest Baptist and also at Washburn. Now, they are 0-2, so hopefully they'll be able to turn that around and get a win here in the black uniforms tonight. We're set to go. Ball in the air, and University of Nebraska Kearney's Nadia Williams didn't even try, didn't even jump up, just let Maggie Martin win the tip. So the Bearcats with the first possession. Martin inside, gets it out to Nelson on the right wing, into the corner for Stevens, left side of the floor. She brings it up to the wing, top of the key, Nelson, onto the right side for Schechinger. Schechinger back over to the left, this time Nelson with it. She'll bring it top of the key, get it to the right for Matthews, into the corner for Stevens. Eight on the shot clock. Stevens looks inside, goes high post. Martin back to Stevens, top of the key, into Matthews, two on the clock. Matthews with a hook shot, no good. Rebound inside for Williams for Nebraska Kearney. Gets the outlet for Sarah Hicks. She'll work it ahead underneath to Ohamara, and Ohamara got behind the defense, so she scores the first points of the ball game. An early lead for the Lopers. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Matthews, top the key. Now over to the right for Martin. Into the corner, Stevens. She brings it up to the right wing. Down to the baseline for Nelson. Nelson top of the key, Schechinger. On to the left side for Matthews. Skip across, Nelson right wing. Open, a three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound inside, tipped into the air. And Ohamara will pull it down for the Lopers. Gets it out on the right side for Hicks. She'll stop out between the circles with the dribble. Calling out the offense as Monique Stevens comes out. Ohamara top of the key. Onto the left side on the wing for Lewis. Laramie Lewis gets it up top, this time for Arp. Arp onto the right side. Ohamara just inside the arc. Holding it above her head. Six on the shot clock. Will have to go up with the 16-footer. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Maggie Marnett. Outlet ahead to Monique Stevens on the right side. She doesn't have numbers. Backs it out onto the wing. Bounce pass now into Matthews. A dribble up with a shot. Got it to go. Nadia Williams went for the steal. Didn't get it. That left Matthews wide open for the layup. Ties the game at two. A little pressure in the backcourt from Northwest. Now right at the stripe, Sarah Hicks struggling a bit against Stevens, but gets it across. Now Stevens pops up defensively. They work it over to the left side. Arp on the wing. Arp dribbles with it out near the sideline, between the circles, middle of the floor for Hicks. Hicks brings it right, now top of the key, up with the three. It's off the right side of the rim. Marnin there for the rebound, and then a reach-in foul as a couple of different Lopers tried to come away with the steal. It's Laramie Lewis called for the first foul of this game, and Northwest Missouri State will have it. 17:50 to play in the first half, a 2-2 game.
I think one area where Northwest will have an advantage tonight will be inside. Even before the injuries that the Lopers have had, Northwest had a good game against them inside the first time around. Matthews with a double-double that first meeting, and she's playing better basketball now than she was then.
Right corner, Schechinger takes a three. It's no good. Rebound for Nicole Arp for Nebraska Kearney. She's across midcourt with the dribble. Slides right, now brings it middle of the floor, guarded by Monique Stevens. Spires the dribble out on the wing. Bounce pass inside. Ohamara goes up with a 12-footer. It's too strong. Rebound for Marnin. Outlet goes left side for Nelson. Ahead to Stevens. Stevens stops on the wing with it. Looked inside. Faked a pass. Now goes into Matthews. Nice pass by Stevens. Got it right by the outstretched arm of Queen Ohamara. The layup is good for Matthews, and it's a 4-2 game. Northwest on top. Arp across the timeline against Stevens. Bounce pass to the top of the key. Nelson nearly knocked it away, but it's picked up by Hicks. Bounce pass down low. Ohamara goes up with the layup, and it's a 4-4 game. Just over 3 minutes into it, Stevens across the timeline with it for Northwest. Over to the left side for Schechinger. Down on the block, Marnin up with the shot. No good off the back of the rim, but a foul will send her to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Nadia Williams called for her first, team second. Marnin, a 75% free throw shooter this year, 46 of 61 at the line. And the first free throw is good. You know, as you look at the baskets and the way it's set up here, the stands are up. They've got video boards in the corners on either end. If you're shooting from the right wing or the right side, you're looking right into that video board as you take the shot. So that'll be something that the Cats will have to adjust to. Second free throw, no good for Marnin, but a long pass ahead after the rebound by Nadia Williams goes through the hands of Laramie Lewis and out of bounds. So Northwest will get it right back, leading by one.
Yes, that's part of the home court advantage that a lot of teams have, where they know their own floor and the surroundings.
16 and a half minutes to play in the first half. Stevens dribbles over to the right wing and wanted to lob it inside, but drugged the pivot foot, so that will give it back to the Lopers with 16:29 to go in the first half. Full court pressure from Northwest. Some man-to-man pressure as Arp takes the inbound pass. Now across the timeline. Out near midcourt for Hicks. Hicks gets it back over to Arp. Down to Ohamara. Pass tipped and taken away. Steal for Marnin. Ahead it goes to Stevens. Over to the right side, Nelson. Nelson into the lane. Gets it into Matthews. Shot off the glass. Good for Annie Matthews. Great transition there by Northwest. It's a 7-4 lead for the Cats. Down the right side of the lane. Lewis in transition. Tries to go inside to Nadia Williams. Williams is knocked to the floor, and a foul on Annie Matthews will be the first against Northwest. Now into the lineup for Nebraska Kearney, Danielle Kirsten, a 6-foot sophomore out of Springtown, Texas. And the inbound for Lewis on the baseline right. Comes into Hicks. Hicks tries to go inside, gets it to Kirsten, and gets it right back out to Hicks. Now to Arp, back to Hicks, between the circles, to the high post for Kirsten. Kirsten, top of the key, hands it for Lewis, takes a three, got it to go. Laramie Lewis with her first points, 21st three of the season. That'll tie it at 7, 15:43 to play in the first half. Left side, Schechinger, she takes a three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Nadia Williams for Nebraska Kearney. Early on, the rebounding edge going to Nebraska Kearney here. Out between the circles, Hicks. Schechinger guarding her this time. A lob pass down low for Williams. Williams can't get the shot to go. The rebound for Annie Matthews. Outlet goes to Stevens on the left side across the timeline. Over to the right for Nelson. Nelson to Matthews at the top of the key. Matthews will work it for Schechinger. Now to the left wing. Stevens. Stevens skips it across to Nelson, right wing. Goes inside. Quick pass to Schechinger. Shot off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. First points for Timber Schechinger, and a timeout for the University of Nebraska Kearney. 15:02 to play in the first half. 9-7 the lead for Northwest, and not a great start, but a solid start for the Cats.
No, and I think we've seen some things that can be successful for Northwest the rest of the way. They've been trying to pound it inside. They've had some luck with that, and right now I don't see the Lopers having anybody to match up with. Matthews and Marnin inside. The last time we saw, they posted up Schechinger inside there, and I think if Northwest continues to do that, they'll have some success there, and of course that'll open up the perimeter a little bit as well for Northwest outside shooting. But even though you haven't seen Northwest really run away things early, I think we can see where Northwest can have some success the rest of the way.
All four baskets that Northwest has made have come in the paint. Their ninth point, of course, at the free throw line. So it goes to your point as the Loafers inbound the basketball with 15 minutes to play in the first half. In the backcourt with it is Sarah Hicks. Hicks working with Nadia Williams, trying to get it up the floor. Pressure in the backcourt from Northwest. Williams over to Hicks, still in the backcourt. Now a lob ahead to Arp. Arp over to the right side on the wing. Ashley Thayer's into the lineup for Northwest as well. Arp with it on the right side to Hicks between the circles. On to the left side for Lewis. Lewis into the corner, gets it back, up with the shot, blocked away by Marnin. She gets the rebound. Outlet to Stevens. She pushes it in transition into the right corner for Thayer. Up to Marnett on the wing. Skip across left side, Nelson. Top of the key, Stevens. Inside, Matthews. A dribble. Shot off the glass. Too strong. Rebound inside for Sarah Hicks. For Nebraska Kearney. Hicks out between the circles with it. Goes inside Kirsten. Kirsten with a shot fake. A dribble. A shot blocked away by Marnett. It goes out of bounds underneath. And Nebraska Kearney will have it after a timeout. 14-14 to play in the first half. It's a 9-7 game. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the University of Nebraska-Kearney. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 14-14 to play in the first half, 9-7. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. And, John, another thing to kind of think about, even though this game's close right now, fatigue has got to become a factor at some point in this game for the Lopers.
As we mentioned, they only have eight players that they're suiting up, so everyone's going to have to play and play a lot of minutes, and it's going to be really tough if they get someone into foul trouble. But, again, playing that shorthand has got to play a factor, especially when they really don't have anybody to match up inside.
Ivy Jones in the lineup for Nebraska Kearney, a 5'5 senior. She has been out injured as well. And then after the inbound, a shot up and good inside for Kirsten. That's her first points of the ball game. And it makes it a 9-9 game. Northwest with the basketball. Stevens on the right wing on the drive. Up with the little teardrop off the glass and good for Monique Stevens. Stevens with her first points and the Bearcats back up by two. Jones will bring it up the floor. She's the second leading scorer on this team, the leading active scorer. But her pass inside is tipped away by Matthews, who gets the steal. Gives it up for Stevens. She'll push it up the floor again for the Cats. Into the lane, out right side there. Fakes on a three. A dribble into the high post for Matthews. Down low, Marnin. Marnin has the ball stripped away. Saved inbounds by Thayer to Stevens. Over to left side, Nelson. Into Matthews. Matthews to Marnin at the elbow. 15-footer good for Maggie Marnin. Great ball movement there by Northwest. Cats are up 13-9. 13-12 to play in the first half. Ivy Jones with it between the circles for the Lopers. Works it to the top of the key, getting it for Hicks. Now over to the right side, Lewis. Lewis gives it up for Hicks. Now down to the baseline right. Williams skips it out left for Jones. A three off the front of the rim. Rebound and saved inbounds by Kirsten to Jones on the drive. No look pass out to the top of the key. Hicks will take the pass there. Over to Jones on the right. Back out to Hicks. Hicks with one dribble. On to the left side for Lewis. Lewis back to Hicks. Wanted to drive with it and collides with Monique Stevens. They're going to call a block here against Monique Stevens. That'll be her first.
They just turned it right over out on the perimeter and just didn't quite get their time to get set.
Alexis Bay checks in for Northwest Missouri State along with Merritt E. Scott. Cindy Seeberger, a 5'8 freshman out of nearby Lexington, Nebraska, checks in for her first action of the night. Inbound coming right in front of Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg in the right corner. Lewis takes a three, knocks it down. Laramie Lewis with her second three of the game. And it's a 13-12 lead for Northwest. A pass is tipped and goes out of bounds. It's off the hand of Queen O'Hamara. So Northwest will inbound on the far sideline with 12:29 to play in the first half. And inbound coming from Merritt E. Scott. Out top of the key, Matthews. Left side for Bay. Over to Thayer. Thayer onto the right for Nelson. Inside to Matthews. Double team. Spins away from it. Shot off the glass. Good for Annie Matthews. That's eight for Matthews. 15-12 the lead for Northwest. Left side, Lewis. Gets it out to Jones between the circles. Fires the dribble onto the right side for Seeberger. Down to the right baseline, O'Hamara. out to Jones. She's on the right wing with it. One dribble between the circles. Gets it for Lewis. On to the left side, Seaberger. Now to Kirsten in the corner. Up to the left wing. Up top, Jones goes on the drive. The runner, good for Ivy Jones. First points for Jones. A one-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Thayer with it at the top of the key. Right side for Matthews. Into the right corner, Scott. Up to Thayer on the wing. Left side for Bay. Out on the perimeter. Bay holding it above her head. Puts it on the floor. Starts a drive, and it's taken away. Laramie Lewis picks her pocket. Lewis one-on-one with Nelson. Now tries to get a bounce pass across that is knocked out of bounds by Ashley Thayer. So an inbound coming for Nebraska Kearney. Nicole Arp back in the lineup for the Lopers. Takes the place of Ivy Jones, who you can tell is in a world of hurt. We may not see a lot of her as she tries to return from that hamstring injury. Inbound to Ohamara, high post right. Gets it into the corner for Lewis. Shot fake, now bounce pass into Ohamara. Lost her balance, got away with the travel. Shot no good. Rebound for Kirsten. Kirsten's follow blocked away by Bay. Bay has it knocked away. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will have it. Good defensive effort inside by Northwest. 10 of the 15 Bearcat points have come in the paint. 6 of the 14 for Nebraska Kearney have come in the paint. They are across midcourt with the dribble. Works it to the top of the key for Matthews. Now onto the left side and into Bay. Bay out to the right wing. A three from Ashley Nelson, too strong. Rebound tipped by Kirsten, but a foul on the rebound will go against Alexis Bay. That'll be the first on Bay. Third team foul against Northwest. And Nebraska Kearney will have the ball. Man-to-man full court pressure for the Cats. Art takes the inbound with Meredy Scott there defensively. Art forks it up the floor. Now Thayer comes back to help trap. Long pass ahead to get away from that trap. Sails over the head of Laramie Lewis and out of bounds. So it will belong to Northwest. Bearcats force the fifth turnover of this first half for Nebraska Kearney. 1 point Northwest Missouri State lead. Thayer over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson to the top of the key. On to the left for Scott. Into the corner, Thayer. Inside Bay. Top of the key, Nelson. Tried to go back into Bay. Taken away by Arp. Arp tries to get ahead to Lewis on the right side. She's going to have an open layup. It's too hard off the glass. Ohamara with the rebound and follow high off the glass. Queen Ohamara is 6 points into this game. And it's a 1 point Nebraska Kearney lead. Down to the baseline left, Nelson. Out on the wing for Thayer. Back over to Nelson, inside to Bay. Bay squares, tries to drive, draws the foul on Danielle Kirsten. That'll be her first, team's third, and Northwest will win down on the baseline left. Timber Schechinger back in the game for Northwest. Denise McEnany checks in, a 5'7 sophomore out of Tarkio. And Thayer will inbound it on the baseline left. 10-10 to play in the first half. Bearcats are down by one. Thayer's inbound to the left side. McEnany on the wing. Back to Thayer on the baseline. She'll bring it up to the left wing with the dribble. Now over to the right for Scott. Scott will be on the arc. Top of the key for Schechinger. Down low for Bay. Bay goes up with a step. Shot no good. The rebound goes out of bounds off of Bay. There's a bit of a collision there when Bay stepped in with Queen Ohamara. And one thing we've seen is the officials have let the game be physical inside.
Yeah, and I think that will benefit the Kearney just a little bit from the standpoint they don't have that many players there to be able to get into foul trouble.
16-15 the lead for Nebraska Kearney over Northwest Missouri State. 9:58 to play in the first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Two Northwest Missouri State University students exhibited their talents recently at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art in Kansas City. Nearly 1,400 agents attended a sold-out fundraiser January 26th at the museum to view work created by Northwest students J. Eric Simmons and Kim Pluskota. The Party Arty event is put on annually by the Young Friends of the Art. This year's theme was Eternal Spring, which Simmons said fit well with his ceramic vessels resembling classical forms.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, the Northwest Missouri State women down by one to the University of Nebraska Kearney. 9:58 to play in the first half. It's a 16-15 game coming out of the timeout. Nebraska Kearney will have the basketball going against the man-to-man full court pressure from Northwest. The inbound comes to Sarah Hicks, who gives it to O'Hamara. Now back to Hicks. Hicks guarded by McEnany. Gets it ahead to Seaburger. Sydney Seaburger dribbles off her foot there. Dives after it. Seaburger dives after it. It's knocked loose at midcourt. Picked up by O'Hamara. Over to the left side for Williams. Back to O'Hamara. Shot no good. Rebound for Meredy Scott. And as Scott tries to dribble away, Nadia Williams will be called for the reach. That'll be her second. Team's fourth.
One area that I anticipate Northwest statistically will improve as this game goes along on the boards. Northwest right now being out rebounded 12-6 and have yet to get an offensive rebound. And I think that will change, but they really need to maybe crash the boards a little bit harder right now against a team where they should have an advantage.
Skip pass from the right side by Thayer is taken away by Sarah Hicks. Hicks will work it ahead to Arp on the right side. She dribbles on the wing for Nebraska Kearney. They lead by one. Out to Hicks near the center circle, guarded by McEnany. Tries to dribble over to the right side, now to the high post for Williams. Williams squares with it at the right elbow, kicks it out. Hicks, top of the key, a three on the way, off the front of the rim, rebound tipped inside. There, we'll pick it up on the baseline for Northwest. Dribbles up the floor with it. Over to the left side. Spires his dribble on the wing. Now to the free throw line for Bay. Bay, one dribble, out to the right for Scott. Top of the key, McEnany. On to the left side, Schechinger on the drive, up with the shot, good off the glass for Timber Schechinger. 4 points for Schechinger, a one-point Northwest Missouri State lead, 8:42 to play in the first half. Nebraska Kearney with it, Arp across the timeline. McEnany there defensively for Northwest, over to the left side of the floor now. Arp will set the offense from there, dribbles to the wing, skips it across right wing Seaburger, down to the baseline Williams. Pass goes inside, shot by Sarah Hicks is good. Hicks with her first points of the game, and Nebraska Kearney back up by one. It's an 18-17 game, 8:17 to play in the first half. Thayer across midcourt. At the top of the key, picked up by Arp. On to the left wing. Scott inside for Bay. She'll go to the right corner. McEnany will take a three. That one is short. Rebound for Arp. Inside for Nebraska Kearney. We'll dribble it up the floor against McEnany. Now a long pass ahead to Hicks, left wing. Down to O'Hamara on the baseline left. Up with a 12-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound. Schechinger inside for Northwest. Ahead to Thayer up the right sideline. Northwest trying to push the pace of this game as Thayer dribbles on the right wing, skips it across left corner for McEnany. McEnany, one dribble, into the high post for Bay. Back out to McEnany. Bounce pass inside. Nice pass by McEnany. Gets to Schechinger, who hits the shot off the glass. That's six for Timber Schechinger. 19-18, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. 7:25 to play in the first half. Hicks with it in the backcourt. Across the timeline. Double team comes her way. Ahead to Arp. Skip across left side. Seaburger takes a three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound on the baseline for Meredy Scott. Bounces to stay in bounds and gets it ahead to Thayer. Thayer to the left wing. Looking inside. Gets it for Bay. Bay with a dribble. Spin move. Hook shot with the left hand. No good. Rebound on the backside for Queen O'Hamara for Nebraska Kearney. Ahead to Arp. She's on the left wing with it. Arp bats it out near the sideline and looks inside, wants to go to Williams, not there, out to Hicks between the circles, right side Seaburger down to the baseline. O'Hamara trying to get it in to Hicks, who draws the foul as she takes the pass, and the Northwest foul will be on Ashley Thayer. That'll be her first. Fourth team foul against Northwest in this first half. Monique Stevens back in the lineup along with Ashley Nelson and Maggie Marnin. Schechinger and Scott stay on the floor for the Cats. 6:42 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State up by one. Pass to Seaburger comes in, and Nelson gets a hand on it. It goes out of bounds in the corner and will belong to Nebraska Kearney. Arp will have to go out in near the corner on the baseline to inbound this one. Lobs it out top. Ivy Jones comes down with it between the circles right. Jones working against Scott. Loses the dribble but chases it down. Now backs it out, calls out the flex. The top of the key, now over to Kirsten on the left elbow, hands it to Seaburger. 17-footer up, too strong. Rebound for Marnin for Northwest. Outlet to Stevens, left side. 2-on-2 opportunity. Stevens on the drive, out to the right. Nelson spots up, a three on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. Nelson with her first points of the night. And Northwest Missouri State up by four. 6:10 to play in the first half. Arp out near midcourt to the top of the key. Over to the left side, Seaburger bounce pass down to Kirsten. Kirsten holding on to it, brings it out to Arp on the left sideline. Arp puts it on the floor, dribbles on the wing, skips it over to Seaberger right side, down to the baseline for O'Hamara. O'Hamara out to the wing, Jones, now to Art, takes on a three, goes on the drive, jump stop, now to the baseline, Kirsten, shot fake, drive, shot off the glass, no, rebound for Marnin, knocked away, but she'll chase it down, get it over to Stevens on the left side, Stevens down to the baseline, Scott tried to drive, cut off, gets it inside, Marnin with the shot off the glass. That's five for Maggie Marnin, and I tell you what, when we have seen Northwest move the basketball, they have come up with some easy looks.
Yes, working around that perimeter and then getting that quick entry pass inside to one of the post players. Really, the only problem Northwest has had when they've got it in there, they missed some of those looks inside, but again, very percentage shots, and when Northwest, as you mentioned, come down, get some good ball movement and a little bit of movement away from the ball with the players cutting toward the bucket. That's been there, and I think will be there the entire ball game. It's up to Northwest really to take advantage of that.
It's a 24-18 game. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the University of Nebraska Kearney. 5:33 to play in this first half for the Northwest women. If they can get wins here tonight and then against Truman State at home on Saturday, they would have a chance to host a game on Tuesday in the first round of the MIAA postseason tournament. With a loss in either of the two games this week, it would be unlikely they would get a home game. Now, of course, they're in the tournament, but the way the tiebreakers work out with all the teams that they're kind of grouped with, they don't have the tiebreaker against many of those teams, unfortunately. But with a couple of wins and just a little bit of help, they can get a home game next week.
Yeah, and that will be very nice. I think a very good moment for this Bearcat program under Coach Kellogg in his first year to be able to come in and make the tournament and now play for a chance to host that opening round. And if you get a good matchup there, you could possibly win that and get down to Kansas City and make a few of the goals that you would have set out for this team to start the season.
Loper basketball coming out of the timeout. 5.5 minutes to play in the first half. Arp with it in the backcourt. Guarded by Merity Scott. Dribbles up the right sideline with it to the wing. Fires the dribble. Now to O'Hamara. Out beyond the arc. She's double-teamed. Tries to squeeze through it. One dribble. Gets it to Jones. Jones at the top of the key. Spins with it at the free throw line. Gets it out to Arp. A long three from the right wing. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound inside for Northwest. Schechinger will get it out to Stevens on the right side. Stevens over to the left, Nelson, on to Schechinger, right wing. Back to Nelson, inside Marnin, shot off the glass, and again, Northwest with good ball movement, get an easy look, Marnin with seven. It's a 26-18 lead for Northwest. Pass over to the right side, Arp on the wing, takes a three, that's too strong. Rebound off the hands of Seaberger to Jones, drives, 14-footer off the front of the rim. Schechinger with the rebound for Northwest. Outlet right side for Stevens. She's at the top of the key with it, over to Schechinger, now to the left corner. Scott takes a three, knocks it down from the left corner. Merity Scott with her first points, and Northwest starting to pick up some momentum. Inside 5 minutes to play in the first half. Jones down the left side of the lane, leaves it on the baseline. O'Hamara out to Seaberger, a three on the way, no good. Jones with the rebound. Shot fake, a dribble, a shot on the way, good for Ivy Jones. That's four for Jones, and it's a 9-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Just over 4 minutes to play in the first half. Stevens inside to Marnin. Marnin with a dribble out to Stevens. Right wing, a three on the way. Good! Monique Stevens knocks one down from the right wing. She's got 5 points, her 18th three of the year. And it's a 12-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Jones with it between the circles. Over to the left side for Seaberger. Sydney Seaberger back to Jones, top of the key. Bounce pass into O'Hamara, knocked out, but Art comes up with it. And then we've got a foul as Arp started a drive, but I think this one is inside as O'Hamara pushed the pass out. Maggie Marnin called for her first. It's the team's fifth, and it brings us to a timeout. 3:36 to play in the first half. 32-20 the lead for Northwest Missouri State over Nebraska Kearney. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 3:36 to play in the first half. It's a 32-20 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. And I tell you, Nebraska Kearney took a timeout a couple of minutes ago, and out of that timeout, Northwest really started to pour it on.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, where Northwest was pounding it inside. That shot was there. They're beginning to get that shot to fall, and then that's opened up. It looks out on the perimeter where Northwest hit a couple threes outside, and another area Northwest has improved on the defensive boards, limiting Nebraska Kearney to one shot down the floor, and they come down the other end and hit some buckets.
Williams up with a shot for UNK. It's too strong. Rebound is tipped, picked up by Marn, and then Kirsten reaches in and gets a held ball, and a possession arrow will give it to Nebraska Kearney. 3:28 to play in the first half. And the inbound coming from the baseline right comes into Williams. Quick shot up and good for Nadia Williams. Her first points. And it's a 32-22 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Out on the right side, Nelson. Top of the key, Schechinger. Left side, Scott. Inside to Marnin. Schechinger now to the right wing, Nelson. Back up top, Stevens. Starts to drive down to Schechinger. Wide open. The layup good for Timber Schechinger. She's got eight. 3:05 to go in the first half. Bearcats back up by a dozen. Out between the circles, Laramie Lewis spires the dribble, skips it over to Art, left side. Now top of the key, Hicks. Hicks is passed, hit by Scott, but chased down by Lewis. Now to Hicks at the free throw line. Over to the right, Williams up within 17-footer, in and out, no good. Kirsten with the rebound, but a push is going to be called on the rebound. So Northwest Missouri State will get the basketball. That is the second on Daniel Kirsten. Five team fouls against each team. 2:47 to play in the first half. Stevens across midcourt, over to Nelson on the right side. Tried to go down to Martin, knocked away by Kirsten, picked up by Art. Art will work it ahead for Williams. Out to Hicks, up with a 17-footer, and it's good for Sarah Hicks. That's four for Hicks. 34-24, Northwest Missouri State on top with the basketball, and 2:26 to play in the first half. Nelson with it on the right side, out to Schechinger. Now to the left side for Scott, on the wing, down to the baseline, up with the shot off the glass, good for Merritt E. Scott. That's five for Scott. Back to a 12-point Northwest lead. Lewis across midcourt on the left side to the top of the key. Hicks with the drive over to Williams. Shot off the glass. Good for Nadia Williams. It's four for Williams. 2 minutes to play in the half. Ahead to Merritt E. Scott running the floor. Bumped by Williams. That's going to be the third on Nadia Williams. It's a pretty big foul for a University of Nebraska Kearney team that is not deep.
Not at all, as we talked about. Only eight on their roster right now that are suited up to play due to the injuries, and they really can't afford to get into any type of foul trouble.
Annie Matthews back in the game for Northwest Missouri State. Queen O'Hamara checks back in for Nebraska Kearney. Stevens looking to inbound. Right side, Scott on the wing. A three on the way. It's off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Sarah Hicks for the Lopers. Ahead to Lewis across midcourt right side. Lewis brings it middle of the floor, leaves it for Hicks. Back over to Lewis on the left wing. Down toward the baseline for Kirsten. Skip out for Arp. Pass taken away by Schechinger. A three-on-one for Northwest. Schechinger down the lane. Bumped by Arp, who gets the steal. She'll work it ahead for Hicks. And Hicks, a layup with Maggie Marnin right there defensively. Let her go. Hicks hit the layup. So what looked positive with a three-on-one for Northwest. A great defensive effort by Nicole Arp. A timeout here for Northwest as Coach Kellogg not happy with the way the team played that last series. But they do lead it 36-28.
A quick timeout there, and he's in the huddle just talking about working their transition. And really, they've done a pretty good job as the season's gone along on their transition game. But that time, a little bit too much dribbling and not enough passing working it inside, and it resulted in a turnover and a quick bucket at the other end.
36-28, Northwest Missouri State's lead with a minute 30 to play in the first half for Northwest. Six turnovers in this first half, which really not a bad number. Five turnovers for Nebraska Kearney so far. Cats have scored just 4 points off of turnovers, while Nebraska Kearney has scored six off of turnovers. Inbound coming for Northwest. After the timeout, Monique Stevens brings it up the floor. Works it to the top of the key. Now to the left side. Gives it up for Marnin up top. Martin over to the left side for Scott on the wing. Now to the right side for Schechinger, and now we've got a 3 seconds in the lane called against Danny Matthews. So that will give it back to Nebraska Kearney with 1:18 to play, and the Lopers trying to pick up some late half momentum. Hicks gets it ahead to Art. Now back to Hicks. Some pressure in the backcourt for Northwest. It has caused a little bit of a headache for the Lopers. Across the timeline, Hicks gets it between the circles. Lewis over to Kirsten, left side. Out on the wing, Art. Lewis top of the key. Dribbles right, gets a screen from Hicks, gets it to her on the right wing. Out of O'Hamara on the baseline. She'll bring it up to the wing with a pass for Lewis. Lewis to the high post. Hicks takes a dribble. The ball nearly knocked loose. Double dribble there on Sarah Hicks. That will give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 53 seconds to play in the first half. 8-point Bearcat lead. They've led by as much as 12 in this first half. Stevens calls out the offense and gets it to Matthews at the top of the key. Over to the right side for Stevens. Lob into Marnin. Marnin up with the shot. High off the glass. Good for Maggie Marnin. It's 9 for Marnin. Long pass ahead for Hicks, who got behind the defense, and her layup is good. That's 8 for Hicks. Northwest with the inbound under a minute, under a half a minute to play in the first half. 8-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Stevens across the timeline with it. Out between the circles. Continuing to dribble as she's going to try to work clock as much as possible. About a second difference between the game and shot clocks. Marnin with it on the right wing. Over to the left side for Stevens. It's tipped by Art. Goes out of bounds on the near side. And Northwest Missouri State will inbound with 7 seconds left in the first half. And now the officials are going to come together because you see a 7.0 on the game clock. There's 7 seconds on the shot clock, but there is a little bit of a difference between the two. And now the inbound coming from Timber Schechinger on the near sideline. And now they shut the shot clock off. Over to the right side, Stevens inside to Marnin. Knocked to the floor. She tried to go up with a shot, and they call her for a travel.
Why did she travel, though?
That's the question I'm wondering, too, Coach Kellogg.
And Marnin as well. She comes down the floor.
Contact by two defenders tends to do that to a person. So an inbound comes to Hicks, who will just hold on to it and let the half run out. 38-30, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over the University of Nebraska. Kearney, we'll be back with more from Kearney, Nebraska after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska at the half, the Northwest Missouri State women with a 38-30 lead over the University of Nebraska Kearney. And John, we mentioned with just a little over 5 minutes to play in the half is kind of when we saw Northwest go on a little bit of a run, build up a double-digit lead. And I think one factor at that time that could become an even bigger factor in the second half is you did see Nebraska Kearney start to tire out a little bit. And I think that's why we're seeing Northwest push the pace of the basketball and hope to use that to their advantage.
Yeah, and I think as the second half goes on, you'll see Northwest be able to really take advantage of the fact that Nebraska Kearney just suiting up 8 players. And even among those 8, they've got some players that aren't full strength. We saw one of the players come into the ball game that has played a role in their team this year, Ivy Jones, who's been out with a hamstring. She tried to go, was only on the floor for maybe a minute, minute and a half when she came limping out. So really, you take that down one more, they probably effectively only have seven players that can go in this game. And I think if Northwest continues to push the pace and if they can continue to get some good defensive boards and get some transition things going, they could really wear down Kearney here in the second half.
Well, and with the transition and the ball movement for Northwest, they've got a ton of points in the paint, and they are shooting a tremendous average here at the end of the first half as well.
And if they continue to have that good ball movement out on the perimeter, working around quick with some crisp passes, they're going to have some good looks inside. And Northwest, really, they could be in even better shape right now if they hadn't missed a few of those looks underneath the bucket. So I think if we just continue to do what was successful in this first half and keep pounding the ball inside, Northwest could really put together a good second half.
Northwest Missouri State women with a lead 38-30 over the University of Nebraska Kearney at the half. Men's game comes up a little bit later on this evening. When we come back, we'll hear from Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. We'll do that in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, at the half of the women's matchup, 38-30. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. As we mentioned a little bit later on this evening, the Northwest men will match up against Nebraska Kearney. And joining us now is Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer. And Austin, long time no speak. You guys, of course, had the day off on Saturday. Does the timing of that day off really come kind of at a good spot for your team?
Yeah, I think so. And we told them, you know, going into that practice on Monday, we took Thursday off. Actually, we went pretty light on Thursday after the Western game. And then we went practice Friday, Saturday morning, then we took Sunday off. So they had basically a couple days off. We had one not-so-great practice, so we kind of considered it 3 days off. But I think the timing was good just because, you know, you got two games going into the conference tournament. Gets you a chance to get away from it, kind of get rejuvenated again. And we told them in the huddle going into practice on Monday, it's kind of like, you know, you go through that grueling preseason and everybody's excited about that first game. We wanted that to kind of be the feel tonight, getting back into it, getting that game feel and being excited about it.
And do you feel outside of that practice that you talk about, do you feel that's kind of way the team is feeling coming into tonight?
Yeah, I do. I think we're excited and ready to go, and we realize how important these two games are. Obviously, tonight's game is the most important, but we realize, you know, our goal is to put ourselves in a position to number one, get to that tournament, which we're already in, get the bye and win the thing. I mean, that's our goal right now, and I think the guys are excited.
What's just kind of the assessment of the team in general, how they're playing basketball as you enter the final week of the regular season?
I feel pretty good. I think with Connor being out, I don't think we won't have him again tonight. So that hurts us a little bit just from an offensive standpoint, but, you know, I think we've done some things against the zone. We know we're going to continue to see zones. Obviously, hitting eight threes helps against the zone. But I feel like Dylan's getting back, you know, healthier and healthier as we go. And, you know, the other guys, Grant, who stepped up when Dylan was out, is playing well. So I feel like You know, the key is just to continue to build on what we've been doing and build on our strengths, our half-court defense. We want to do a better job of rebounding on both ends. We think that's going to be huge. Don't allow teams to score and rebound. If we can do those two things, if we continue to struggle to score at times, we'll be okay just because we can kind of hang our hat on those things.
Kind of seems like it's become a theme working through injuries and at various spots on the floor for the team this year.
Yeah, definitely. And it's happened to post, point guards, 2-3, whatever it may be. But I think that's the key to, you know, our roster. We have 15 guys on our roster. Obviously, you know, a few of those are red shirts, but if guys aren't playing that much to the point of a season, they got to be ready because you never know when it's going to be your time. And some guys, you know, Connor early on was only playing maybe 5 minutes a game, and then eventually he's playing close to 30, and now he's out. Somebody else picks up those minutes. So it's just you got to be ready. You got to be ready at any point, and we need everybody on the team to be ready to go.
Is that another? I know you always want to take it game by game, but does it almost force the team to take it game by game because you do have to look at them so much different based upon who's in and who's out?
Yeah, definitely. There's different things you're going to do depending on your personnel, and it's just constant changes throughout the season, and you're not only adjusting to what other teams are doing offensive, defensively, you're adjusting to what you have and what you can put on the floor and what your strengths are and playing to those.
It was a long time ago, but you did beat Nebraska Kearney by a good margin. They've battled some injuries themselves as well, but with the distance between the December game and now, are you still going to see a lot of the same things, you think, for Nebraska Kearney?
Yeah, it'll be similar, hopefully really similar to that last game. Because we played well, we hit shots. The key with them is if you take away their easy baskets, and I know it sounds kind of generic because it's probably true of everybody, but if you don't allow them to score on offensive rebounds, and don't allow them to score in transition. Get them in a half-court game. That's what you want to do against them because they're going to make tough shots. But they're Henderson and Pierre Newton. Their scores, or two of their scores, they can really get it going if they get some easy buckets. That rim seems a lot bigger when you get a couple layups or offensive rebound putbacks. It opens things up. So we just got to limit their easy ones and make things tough on them.
Is it another one of those games where you talk about the first 5 minutes being important in trying to hold those guys down and not get that confidence?
Yeah, definitely, especially on the road. You know, they're in their home gym, and obviously they know how the game went last time at our place, so that's got to be in their mind as well. And they're going to be motivated to come out and play and get that taste out of their mouth. So, yeah, the first 5 minutes is going to be huge.
All right, Coach, get one tonight.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. Again, they match up with the University of Nebraska Kearney a little bit later on this evening. When we come back, we'll look at some of the first half numbers of the women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State with a 38-30 lead over Nebraska Kearney. We'll do that right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. Northwest Missouri State University's Speaking Bearcats are the best college forensic team in the state after claiming the 2013 Missouri Association of Forensic Activities Championship at Southwest Baptist University. Carl Stafford, a senior speech and theater education major from St. Louis, was named Pentathlon State Champion as the best speaker in the state of Missouri. He also was crowned state champion in dramatic interpretation. He placed second in a program of oral interpretation and poetry interpretation and reached semifinals in impromptu speaking.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 38-30, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead here at the half. As we look at some of the numbers from the first half of this one for Northwest Missouri State, leading scorer was Maggie Marnin. Marnin hit all four shot attempts that she took and finished with 9 points. She was also had 7 rebounds to lead everybody in the ball game in rebounding. 8 points apiece for Annie Matthews and Timber Schechinger. Both of them were 4 of 6 from the field in the first half. 5 points apiece for Meredith Scott and Monique Stevens. Stevens also with 5 assists in the first half. 3 points out of Ashley Nelson, going 1 of 3 from three-point range for Northwest Missouri State. On the other side for Nebraska Kearney, their leading scorer with 8 points is Sarah Hicks. She was 4 of 6 from the field, also had a team-high 3 assists in the first half. 6 points apiece for Queen Ohamara and Laramie Lewis. Lewis, 2 of 2 on three-point attempts. She hit the only two threes that Nebraska Kearney had in the first half. 4 points apiece for Nadia Williams and Ivy Jones, and 2 points for Danielle Kirsten for Nebraska Kearney. The Northwest women shot 63% from the field in the first half. They were 17 of 27, 3 of 9 from three-point range, and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. On the other side for Nebraska Kearney, they shot 39% from the field, 14 of 36. They were 2 of 9 from three-point range and did not attempt a free throw in the first half. Nebraska Kearney did out-rebound Northwest 18 to 15 in the first half. The Bearcats with 8 turnovers, Nebraska Kearney with 6. And Nebraska Kearney, one area that they are taking advantage of is second chance points. Out of their 7 offensive rebounds, they had 11 second chance points. Northwest did not have an offensive rebound in the first half. Points in the paint, though, Northwest Missouri State with 24, Nebraska Kearney with 18. And in the fast break, 5 points for Northwest and 8 points for Nebraska Kearney. It all adds up to a lead for Northwest Missouri State at the half, 38-30. We'll be back to get you ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The halftime report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, just a minute or so away from the start of the second half, the Northwest women with an 8-point lead. Both Bearcat teams will close out the regular season at home on Saturday afternoon. They'll take on Truman State, a team that they aren't playing for a second time. Typically, that's the way it would be with Truman State, but they have not seen the Truman State Bulldogs yet this year, so they will close out the game against Truman State, or with a game against Truman State on Saturday. One score we're keeping an eye on, Fort Hays State women with a lead over Missouri Western, 39-24. That's one of those games where if Fort Hays State can hold on for a win over Missouri Western, that gives Northwest a better chance of getting that number 8 seed and a home game in the first round of the MIAA postseason tournament next week. Northwest out on the floor, set to start the second half, 38-30, the lead for Northwest Missouri State over Nebraska Kearney. Still waiting for Kearney to come out. They were a little late coming out of the locker room, and now still hearing from head coach Kevin Chaney as he tries to make as many adjustments as possible here at the half before sending them out for second half action. Northwest will have the basketball to start the second half. And again, leading it by 8. Bearcats in their black uniforms again tonight, trying to get their first win in the black uniforms. They wore them at Southwest Baptist and at Washburn, losing both of those games, but in the lead here. Stevens takes the inbound for the Bearcats. They go left to right here in the second half. Stevens will be picked up by Lewis to the top of the key for Nelson. Over to the right side for Stevens. Stevens with a lob pass inside to Marnin. Marnin had fallen, so it goes right to Ohamara. Outlet to Sarah Hicks. She'll bring it up the right side of the floor. Stops on the wing with it to the top of the key. Finds Williams. Williams with a dribble now on a backdoor cut to Lewis. She's cut off. Gets it out to the left corner for Hicks. Brings it up to Williams. A three on the way for Nadia Williams. Off the right side of the rim. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Stevens. She's up the floor with it on the left side to Nelson. Nelson to Schechinger on the right side. Thought about a shot. Now over to Martin left side. Back to the right this time for Stevens. Drive down to the baseline. Lobs it up top for Schechinger. Around to the left side, Nelson. Back to Stevens. Stevens goes on the drive. Bounce pass to Martin. Shot off the glass. Good for Maggie Martin. First points of the second half belong to Northwest Missouri State. They're back to a double-digit lead. Have led by 12 a couple of times in this game as well. Nicole Arp across midcourt for Nebraska Kearney. Gets it to Hicks out near the center circle. Guarded by Stevens. On to the left side for Lewis. Lewis skips it across to the right side. Arp Fakes a pass, takes a dribble, now out to the left side for Lewis. Bounce pass inside, Ohamara, dribble, walk. Got called for a travel, trying to get through a double team and get a shot on the right side, so Northwest Missouri State will get it back with 18:46 to go. Stevens brings it up the floor. Cross midcourt, now between the circles with it over to the left side for Matthews. Matthews underneath, Schechinger wide open, hits the shot off the glass. Timber Schechinger with 10 for Northwest. First one into double-digit scoring, or second one into double-digit scoring for the Cats. They lead it by 12, and now an offensive foul as Monique Stevens is knocked to the floor by Sarah Hicks. That'll be the first on Hicks. First foul of this second half, and Sydney Seaberger will check into the lineup for the Lopers. Takes the place of Hicks with 18:25 to go. Stevens across midcourt with it. Brings it top of the key. Bounce pass down to Marnin low, but Marnin will chase it down. Give it up for Stevens. Out to the right side for Matthews. Threw her hands off her forehead. Picked up by Ohamara. Over to the right side for Arp on the wing. Bounce pass inside for Ohamara. Dribbles through the lane. Over to Seaberger left side. Out top Williams. Now to the right wing, Art. Art on the drive. Up with a shot blocked away by Matthews. She comes down with a rebound. Gets it out to Stevens. Stevens across midcourt to the top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Goes up with the shot. It went, but they're going to call her with a travel. Coach Kellogg cannot believe that. He thought there was going to be a three-point play opportunity with contact on that made shot. But the travel gives it back to Nebraska Kearney. Arp with it in the backcourt. Gets it to Ohamara. She'll dribble across the timeline. Now give it up for Arp on the right side. She sets the offense near the sideline, guarded by Nelson. Brings it out to the right wing. Expires the dribble there to Seaberger, middle of the floor. One dribble for her. Now to the left side, Lewis. Ohamara on the baseline. Back to Lewis on the give and go. Kick out Seaberger. Top of the key for Arp. Arp travels with it, trying to fake left and go right. So that will give it back to Northwest.
A little bit of a late whistle there, but they got that one. And Northwest will get it off the turnover, and hopefully they can take advantage of some turnovers by Nebraska Kearney.
17:26 to play, 42-30. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Stevens across midcourt with it. Gives it up for Nelson. Top of the key. Onto the right side for Marnin. Marnin looks inside. Nothing there. Schechinger on the left wing. Schechinger to the free throw line. Matthews, 15-footer up off the back of the rim. Ohamara with the rebound for the Lopers. Ball knocked loose momentarily, and now they're going to call a reach-in foul. This will be on Timber Schechinger. That'll be the first on Schechinger. It's also the first against Northwest in this second half. So the Lopers inbounding here. Comes into Lewis, who will give it up for Art, and Art brings it up the floor for the Lopers. Working against Stevens. Gets by her. Over to the left elbow. Jump stop there. Hands it back out for Seaberger to the top of the key. Now onto the right wing for Lewis. Lewis tries to dribble around Ashley Nelson, and Nelson is going to be called for a block. That'll be the first on Nelson. Second team foul against Northwest. And Nebraska Kearney inbounds from the far side with 16:51 to play. Danielle Kirsten checks back in. Ohamara will go to the sideline. Nope, she turns around, comes back in. Kirsten's going to have to send... Who did go to the sideline? Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
There's Williams. It looked like may have lost a contact, so she was out of bounds on the baseline and now heads over to the sideline. And the inbound comes to Lewis between the circles. To the top of the key, onto the right side for Arp. Arp with a bounce pass into the corner through the hands of Ohamara. Goes out of bounds. Right there defensively was Timber Schechinger, and it will give the ball back to Northwest Missouri State.
One.
Inside 17 minutes to play. The Bearcats with a 12-point lead. Stevens at the top of the key gives it up for Matthews. A bucket here would give the Cats their biggest lead of the game. Inside it goes to Marnin. Marnin with an up and under. Kick out left side Nelson. Up top for Schechinger. Right side Stevens on the drive. Lobs it for Marnin. Marnin with a bounce pass. Inside to Nelson. Matthews knocked away from her. Picked up by Arp. Arp over to the right side. Seaberger. Six-footer good for Sydney Seaberger. First points of the game for the freshman out of Lexington. 42-32 Northwest Missouri State with the lead and the ball. Just over 16 minutes to play. On to the left side for Matthews. Gets it up for Stevens. Stevens lobs it inside for Schechinger, and it's off her fingertips. Sydney Seaberger got just enough of the basketball that Schechinger couldn't get a clean catch, and Nebraska Kearney will have it.
Last couple trips down on offense for Northwest, getting a little bit careless with the basketball. A couple turnovers there after having maybe some opportunities to get the ball inside, but just couldn't finish it off.
Ivy Jones back in the lineup for Nebraska Kearney. Ashley Thayer back in for Northwest Missouri State along with Alexis Bay. Jones to the top of the key. Spins. Kicks it out up top. Seaberger over to the right side in the corner. Three from Lewis. That one is off the back of the rim. And on the rebound, Queen O'Hamara commits the foul going over the back of Alexis Bay. That'll be the first on O'Hamara. Second team foul against Nebraska Kearney. And Merity Scott checks into the Northwest lineup, taking the place of Ashley Nelson. 15:43 to go. Northwest basketball is knocked away from Thayer, but picked up by Matthews in the backcourt. Gives it back to Thayer, guarded by Lewis up the floor. Thayer brings it to the near side. Now to the high post for Bay. Bay squares up, gets it top of the key for Thayer. Facing a man-to-man defense out of Nebraska Kearney. Into the corner it goes for Merity Scott. Scott guarded by Seaberger, up to Schechinger on the left wing. Out top for Matthews, over to the right side, Thayer. Four on the shot clock, Thayer on the drive. Bounce pass knocked away from Alexis Bay and out of bounds. Northwest has 1 second to work with on the shot clock. 15:14 to play in the first half. The inbound will come on the left side of the paint on the baseline for Northwest. Thayer looking to inbound for the Cats. Still looking, lobs it for Scott. Quick pass, and Bay got a shot off, but it was too late. And Lopers will get the basketball on the shot clock violation. So Nebraska Kearney inbounds for Northwest Missouri State. That is their 14th turnover of the game. And for the Cats, that's 6 turnovers just in this second half alone. O'Hamara with it on the block. Kick out top of the key. Jones will take a 3. In and out, no good. Kirsten the rebound. The follow, no. This time Schechinger will pull down the board in front of O'Hamara and bring it up the floor for Northwest. We go inside 15 minutes to play. DeBay on the baseline left. Kick out for Thayer. Top of the key, Schechinger fakes on the 3. Right wing, 3 for Scott. In and out, won't go. Schechinger the rebound. Follow off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. She's having a solid night tonight. Now a steal on the inbound by Scott. Quick shot by Merity Scott. And a timeout for Nebraska Kearney. Northwest hits their biggest lead of this game. 46-32 over the University of Nebraska Kearney. 14:34 to play. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 14:34 to play, 46-32. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. Turning it over a bit much in this second half, but outside of that, playing very solid, much like they did in the first half.
Yeah, I think that's the only downside to the second half. They're doing a much better job on the boards than they did in the first half. Things have equaled out rebounding-wise. Just need to, again, take care of the basketball a little bit better, and I think some good things will happen the rest of the way.
Inbound for the Lopers. Ivy Jones with it in the backcourt, breaks the full-court pressure. On the right side of the lane, stops, 10-footer on the way. Good for Ivy Jones. Jones with 6 points, despite not playing very many minutes tonight. 12-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Thayer with it on the left side into Bay. Now to Matthews, over to the right side for Scott. Scott brings it out toward the top of the key with the dribble. Gives it up for Thayer there. On to the left for Matthews on the wing. Matthews skips it to the right corner. Schechinger takes on the three. Goes on the drive, up with the runner. No good off the glass. O'Hamara with the rebound for Nebraska Kearney. Outlet over to Jones. Jones, having suffered a left hamstring injury, did not play either of their games last week. Hasn't played a lot tonight. Kirsten at the high post right. Back to Jones on the give and go. Shot off the glass. In and out. Won't go. Alexis Bay the rebound for Northwest. Ahead on the left side for Thayer. Thayer gives it on the wing for Merity Scott. Drive along the baseline for Scott, and she draws a foul. So Northwest will get the basketball after a timeout. 13:37 to play, 46-34. Northwest with the lead. Back in 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State senior Tyler Shaw will be the lone representative of Bearcat Track and Field at the 2013 NCAA 2 Indoor Track and Field National Championships next month. Shaw returns to the national championship meet in the 60-meter hurdles after sitting out the 2012 indoor season. The senior set a Northwest school record in the 60-meter hurdles at the Concordia Invitational and proceeded to break his own record in grand fashion at the 2011 National Championships in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 13:37 a play in the women's matchup. We pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest with the ball out of the timeout, leading at 46-34. Fair with it between the circles for the Cats. Brings it to Bay at the top of the key. She holds on to it there, works it over to the right side for Scott. Scott underneath Schechinger, cutting across the lane, takes the pass, a dribble. Left-handed hook, good for Timber Schechinger. That's 14 for Schechinger. And it's a 48-34 lead and a block in the backcourt against Meredith Scott. That'll be the first foul against Scott. Third against Northwest in this second half. 13-13 to go. Lopers will inbound on the far sideline. In the backcourt comes into Kirsten. Gives it back for Arp, and Arp will bring it up the floor against Scott. Calls out the offense from the backcourt. Thayer comes up to try to trap. Arp with a pass ahead for O'Hamara. Over to the right side, Hicks. With it on the wing, well beyond the arc. Hicks will bring it middle of the floor. Wanted to work it back to the right for Seaberger. Gets it over there to her. One dribble for her, back to Hicks. Now Hicks between the circles, lobs it in for O'Hamara, up with the shot. It's no good, but she draws a foul, and O'Hamara will take the first two free throws of the game for Nebraska Kearney. They call the foul against Alexis Bay. That's two on Bay. And O'Hamara stepped to the free throw line, a 62% free throw shooter for Nebraska Kearney. 12:48 to play in this one. The first free throw is good.
Officials have really been letting both teams play. Neither team's really shot many at the free throw line. Northwest would just had two free throws tonight.
Second one coming for O'Hamara. 48-35, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Second free throw is up and good. So she hits them both. 8 points in the ball game for O'Hamara, a sophomore out of Lincoln that averages 5 points a game. Northwest Missouri State breaking full court pressure. A pass into Alexis Bay, tipped by Kirsten, picked up by Schechinger. Tried to get it out to Thayer. It's tipped this time by Seaberger and goes out of bounds. The Northwest will have to inbound. Trying to move the basketball, but a couple of careless passes there. And now Laramie Lewis will check back in the lineup for Nebraska Kearney and take the place of Sydney Seaberger. Inbound to Matthews. Hands it for Thayer. She dribbles over to the right wing. Now out top of the key for Schechinger. Schechinger onto the right for Thayer. Thayer brings it out between the circles. Works it for Bay. Seven on the shot clock. Bay wanted to go left with it. Will dribble to the free throw line. Down the lane. Up with the runner. And she's called for a travel. 12:20 to play. Coach Kellogg disagreeing with the call. 48-36 the lead for Northwest. Arp with it in the backcourt. Across the timeline on the right side. Arp dribbling against Meredith Scott. Starts a drive. Picks it up. Hicks top of the key. Hicks inside for Kirsten. Nice pass. Kirsten catches that pass. Misses the shot. The rebound on the baseline for Alexis Bay for Northwest. Gets it out for Thayer. She's across the timeline. Dribbling down the left side of the lane. Pass out to the wing for Scott. Taken away by Arp. Art with the steal will end up with a layup the other way, although Scott trying to catch up commits a foul from behind. That'll be the second on Merity Scott. 15 foul, and it will send Nicole Art to the free throw line for two.
Tell you what, Art showed a little speed that time with the dribble, just outraced several Bearcats on defense to the bucket.
Arp, a junior out of right here in Kearney. First free throw, good. 74% free throw shooting. It's her first point of the night. Maggie Marnin and Ashley Nelson back in the game for Northwest. Merity Scott and Alexis Bay will come to the sideline for the Cats. 48-37, the Bearcat lead, 11:52 to play. Second free throw for Nicole Arp on the way. And that one rattles out. Rebound tip. Marnin will control it for Northwest. Gets it out to the left side for Thayer. Thayer working against Lewis in the backcourt, dribbling up the left sideline. To the wing. Bounce pass into Matthews. Tipped away. Lewis comes up with a loose ball. Gives it out for Arp. Arp across the timeline. Over to Hicks on the left side. Back to Arp. Arp holding it out between the circles. Guarded by Thayer. Works it to the right side of the floor. Brings it top of the key. O'Hamara. On to the left wing for Hicks. Hicks inside to Kirsten. Kirsten back to Hicks, driving the lane. Bounce pass to O'Hamara. Shot off the glass, good for Queen O'Hamara. 10 points for O'Hamara, and that's the first player for Nebraska Kearney in the double-digit scoring. Now a 9-point Northwest lead. A drive by Schechinger out to the left side. Nelson with a three. That's too strong. Rebound on the backside for Arp. Arp cross-court left. Lewis. Lewis into the paint. Bumped as she goes up with the shot. Ashley Thayer commits the foul. That'll be her second. 16 foul. And a couple of more free throws coming up. This time Laramie Lewis will step to the line. So after not shooting any free throws in the first half, Nebraska Kearney about to take their fifth attempt of this second half. The first one of two for Lewis is off the front of the rim. Monique Stevens back in for Ashley Thayer for Northwest. And Nadia Williams will check back in for Nebraska Kearney, replacing Kirsten. Second free throw is up and in and out, no good. Rebound for Annie Matthews for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats up 48-39, 10:50 to play. Across midcourt, left side comes Stevens, working against Laramie Lewis. To the high post right for Matthews, now back over to Stevens, left corner. She'll bring it up to the wing with the dribble, lob it in for Marnin. Marnin out right side, Nelson fakes the shot on the wing, drives, kick out left side, Stevens, she'll take the three, got it. Monique Stevens with a couple of threes tonight. Stevens with 8 points, and it's a 51-39 Northwest lead. Ahead on the right side, Lewis, pass inside to Williams through her hands, will work its way out of bounds on the near side. Northwest gets it back as Merity Scott takes the place of Timber Schechinger in the Northwest lineup. 10:20 to play, Bearcats up by 12. Stevens will bring it up the floor. Brings it across uncontested this time. To Marnin at the high post. Over to Matthews, still at the free throw line. Right side for Stevens on the wing. Stevens fakes right, goes on a drive to Matthews. 15-footer up, in and out, won't go. Marnin tipping the rebound around. Scott will come down, control it. Has the ball stripped loose. Matthews up with it. Out top for Nelson. Nelson with a dribble. A 15-footer up off the front of the rim. Rebound to Laramie Lewis. Inside for Nebraska Kearney. Now Hicks will bring it up the floor for the Lopers. Work it over to the right side between the circles. Working against Merity Scott. Pass inside to Williams. Now into the corner. Arp will take a three. Good. Nicole Arp with her first three of the game. She came in as one of the team leaders in three-point shooting. And it's a 51-42 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Marnin at the left elbow. Out to Matthews. Now on the right wing, Nelson. Nelson guarded by Arp. Gets it down to the baseline for Marnin. Skips it out to the left side for Matthews. Matthews holding on to it. We'll put it on the floor once to the top of the key. Get it out for Scott. Six on the shot clock. Scott takes a three off the front of the rim. Rebound for Hicks. And now Nebraska Kearney will slow the pace a bit with just over 9 minutes to play. Hicks collides with Stevens, who knocks the ball away and gets the steal. One-on-one with Hicks. Comes to a jump stop and draws a foul. So Northwest will get an inbound on the baseline left. After a timeout, the foul called against Sarah Hicks is her second. Team's fourth, 8:56 to go, 51-42 Northwest lead over Nebraska Kearney. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 8:56 to play. 51-42, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney.
Northwest getting a little bit cooler from the field. At one point here in the second half, they were shooting over 62% down to about 58%, which isn't bad right now, but they missed a few opportunities here in the last couple of possessions. I'd like to see them continue to start knocking down some of those shots inside.
Northwest inbounding out of the timeout. Stevens out to the left wing. Nelson wide open. A three's on the way. It's off the front of the rim. Marnin with the rebound. Gets it out for Stevens, who will reset the offense for Northwest. Over to the high post left for Matthews. Matthews into Marnin, down the left side of the lane. Shot up and good for Maggie Marnin, and a foul. So Marnin will get a three-point play opportunity. The foul is against Laramie Lewis. That's the second on Lewis. And Marnin will get one chance at the free throw line now with 13 points. She's one of two at the line so far. Danielle Kirsten back in the lineup for the Lopers, takes the place of Nadia Williams. And a free throw for Maggie Marnin on the way. And that one's off the back of the rim. The rebound inside for O'Hamara. And she gets it to Hicks, who will give it up for Art. Art will bring it up the floor with a long pass ahead to Lewis. To Hicks, down the right side of the lane, lobs it up off the glass, and it's picked up by Annie Matthews. I think that was meant to be a pass, but it hit the glass. And Northwest comes up with the turnover. Right side, Nelson with it. Makes a pass inside to Marnin at the high post. A 16-foot shot rattles down for Maggie Marnin. Nice soft touch there for Marnin. 15 points for her. Long pass ahead to Sarah Hicks on the right side. Northwest Missouri State up by 13. 8:06 to go. On the left side, Lewis keeps it from going out of bounds. We'll go on a drive to the high post. Give it up for Art. Art over to the left side on the wing. Still dribbling with it, now inside to Kirsten. A dribble by Kirsten, shot blocked away by Marnin. Rebound for Merity Scott, but Scott had jumped, or stepped rather, on the baseline before getting a piece of that ball. Shot clock got reset there, so they're going to have to decide what to put on the shot clock because the shot was blocked. And so it never did get a piece of the rim, and there was no change in possession. So the officials had a quick chat, and we'll see what they decide to put on the shot clock here. 7 seconds. So 7 seconds for Nebraska Kearney to work with as Ivy Jones comes back in the lineup for the Lopers. Inbound coming from Lewis on the baseline left. Gets it in the corner for Kirsten, up to Jones on the wing. 4 on the clock. Jones wants to drive with it into the lane. Up with the floater. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped out to Nelson. And she controls for Northwest Missouri State. Brings it up the left side of the floor. Ahead to Stevens. Now Stevens between the circles to the top of the key. Over to the right wing. Lobs it into Marnin on the block. Into the left corner. Scott. Shot fake. Drive along the baseline. Gives it for Marnin. Shot off the glass. Good for Maggie Marnin. 17 for Marnin. She leads all scorers. 57-42 Northwest Missouri State. 7:18 to go. Arp met in the backcourt by a double team. Gets it over to the right side for Hicks. Cross midcourt for Lewis in the center circle. Out to the left side for Arp. Merity Scott there defensively. Into the corner for Lewis. Jones. Inside to Kirsten. Kirsten, double team. Scott nearly knocked it away from her. Kirsten controls over to the right side. A shot on the way from Lewis off the front of the rim. Stevens with the rebound for Northwest. She dribbles up the right side. Spins, trying to get away from a double team. does with a pass ahead to Marnin. Top of the key, right side for Scott. Inside to Matthews. Matthews squares into the corner. Stevens out on the wing. Nelson on the drive. Tries to hook a pass underhanded to Maggie Marnin. Draws the foul. This one will go against Danielle Kirsten. That'll be the third on Kirsten. Sixth team foul, so Northwest will inbound on the baseline and then go into the bonus. Both teams will be in the bonus, the final 6:39. 57-42, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Right side, Nelson with it. Gets it out top for Scott. Now around to the left wing for Stevens. Stevens dribbles it to the free throw line, into the lane, goes up with the layup and got it to go. Most of the time when you see Monique Stevens drive, she dishes to somebody. That time she gets the layup, 10 points for her. Up the right sideline, Art down to the baseline for the Lopers. Out to the wing, top of the key, a three from Sarah Hicks off the front of the rim. Rebound inside for Annie Matthews for Northwest. Matthews dribbles out of trouble, now hounded by Art. Gets it ahead for Scott. Scott will bring it to the top of the key in the front court, down the lane. Out to the left side for Nelson. Skip across right side, Stevens. Stevens out to the top of the key for Scott. Scott onto the right side, Stevens into Annie Matthews. Double teamed on the block, kick back out for Stevens. Over to Scott. She'll drive with it for Northwest and draws a reach-in foul. So she'll go to the line for a one-and-one opportunity. Foul is called on Laramie Lewis. That'll be the third on Lewis. Sydney Seeberger checks back in the lineup for Nebraska Kearney. Takes the place of Lewis. 5:49 to play. And a one-and-one opportunity for Meredith Scott for Northwest. Ashley Fair comes into the ball game for Northwest, takes the place of Monique Stevens. Scott with 7 points tonight, including a three-pointer. First trip to the free throw line for Meredith Scott, an 88% shooter from the stripe this year. Run into the one-and-one is up, and that rattles out. Rebound to the floor. Kirsten picks it up for Nebraska Kearney. Out to Jones. Jones across the timeline to the top of the key. Spins into the lane. Up with the runner. It's good for Ivy Jones.
Nice spin move by Jones. You could tell it hurt her a little bit, though, with that hamstring after the play, but she was able to get it up and get the shot to go down.
She's got 8 points, and it's now a 59-44 game. Northwest with the lead in the ball. 5:28 to go. Marnin with it out beyond the arc. Top of the key guarded by Jones. Now inside to Matthews with a dribble. Up with the shot, no good. Rebound tipped by Marnin, and they're going to call Marnin with the foul. That'll be the second on Maggie Marnin. 7-team foul against Northwest. And it will result in a one-and-one opportunity for Danielle Kirsten for Nebraska Kearney. Kirsten just 8 of 11 at the line this year. Averages 1 point a game. She's got two tonight. Seeing a little more action late in the season as injuries have plagued Nebraska Kearney. Front end of the one-and-one off the back of the rim. Scott with the rebound for Northwest. Outlets it there. She'll bring it across midcourt for the Cats, picked up by Seeberger. Pass over to the right side for Nelson. Inside of Matthews in a double team. She's through the paint with a kick out. Left side, Thayer with the three. It's off the right side of the rim. Rebound Matthews. Follow off the glass, no. Rebound tip to Scott, who misses a shot but draws a foul. And Meredith Scott will go to the free throw line for two for Northwest. Foul is on Danielle Kirsten. That'll be her fourth. Scott steps to the line, missed the front end of a one-and-one. The last trip down the floor. We'll get two opportunities here with 5 minutes to play. 15-point lead for Northwest Missouri State. First free throw for Scott is good. 8 points tonight for Meredith Scott. And Queen O'Hamara will check back in. Denver Schechinger will come back in the lineup for Northwest. Annie Matthews to the sideline. And a second free throw coming for the Maryville native, Meredith Scott. And that one is good. So Scott hits both. She's got 9 points. And the inbound to Seeberger in the backcourt for the Lopers. Long pass ahead across midcourt is knocked away from Shara Luther, seeing her first action of the game. Ball rolls along the baseline and a timeout for Northwest. 4:49 to go, 61-44. Northwest Missouri State with a lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 61-44, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the Nebraska Kearney Loafers. 4:49 to play in this one. The men's matchup coming up a little bit later on. Looks like the Northwest Missouri State women are getting some of the help that they need that we talked about. If they can get wins tonight and on Saturday and get a little bit of help, there's a chance they could have a home game next week. We'll talk a little bit more about that as Ashley Thayer takes the inbound for Northwest. Brings it over to the right side. A double team comes her way. She gets the top of the key. Nelson inside to Marnin. Layup on the right. Good for Maggie Marnin. And an inbound stolen and the shot good for her, Merritt E. Scott. And Scott does that for a second time, and then a held ball. Yes, and Scott gets a held ball. That's one thing Merritt E. Scott has done a good job of this year. She gets a couple more points for the Cats. 4:28 to play, and we come to a timeout. 65-44, Northwest lead over Nebraska Kearney. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, the Northwest Missouri State women with a 21-point lead with 4:28 to play. Missouri Southern with a lead over Pittsburgh State in the women's matchup, 53-52 with 1:11 to go. Also another game we're keeping an eye on tonight, the Fort Hays State matchup with the Griffins, and Fort Hays State with a 54-37 lead with just under 11 minutes to play there. That would help Northwest. Lopers with a basketball here coming out of the timeout. Nicole Arp will bring it across midcourt over to the left side on the wing. Spires the dribble. Gets a pounce pass ahead to Jones. Jones on the drive into the lane, into the right corner. Luther will take a three. That one no good. Schechinger with the rebound for Northwest. She brings it across midcourt over to the left side. Now gets it to Thayer between the circles. Thayer will work it on to the left for Nelson. Nelson over to Marnin, right wing. Marnin standing on the three-point stripe to the top of the key for Scott. Over to the left side, Nelson. Nelson with a dribble. Skip pass to Schechinger. A three-pointer on the way off the front of the rim. Long rebound picked up by Jones. Three-on-two opportunity over to Arp on the left side. Now back to Jones. Jones with a drive. Shot off the glass. Good for Ivy Jones. That's 10 for Jones. 65-46 Northwest. Scott with it on the right wing. Inside to Marnin. Marnin with a couple of dribbles. Kicks it out for Scott. She goes on the drive. Ball knocked loose. Jones comes up with it. Pass ahead for Seaberger, who kicks it but chases it down. And now out to Arp on the left wing. Arp goes up with the layup, and it's good off the glass. Six for Nicole Arp. 3:10 to go. 65-48. Northwest Missouri State's lead. Cross midcourt comes there. On to the right side for Nelson. Nelson out top for Marnin. Marnin with one dribble. Tries to go out to the right side. Jones knocked it away, grimacing the whole way with that left hamstring. So we pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest basketball, Thayer at the top of the key with it. Works it onto the right side, Schechinger to Nelson. Takes a three, that one off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Sarah Hicks for Nebraska Kearney. 2:40 to play. Now across the paint, down low left. Laramie Lewis takes the pass and hits the shot. That's 8 for Lewis. And the lead down to 15 for the Northwest women. led by 21 a couple of minutes ago, 2:27 to go. And a five count against Northwest as Alexis Bay couldn't get the inbound, wanting to go to Thayer. Thayer was covered in the backcourt, and it took a little bit to get some help down court for the Cats. Lewis with the inbound to Arp, left corner. On the drive, now to Lewis. Lewis up to the wing, gets it out top for Hicks. Hicks will bring it over to the left wing, well beyond the arc, lobs it in for Kirsten. Kirsten with a dribble, forces the shot, blocked away by Bay. Outlet will go left side for Thayer. She's across the timeline with it to the wing. Now to the top of the key for Bay. Holding on to it there, works it right side for Scott. Now up top for Schechinger. Schechinger down low, Scott cutting to the basket, wide open. She hits the layup, that's 13 for Merity Scott. Under 2 minutes to go, Northwest up 67-50. Now on the right side, a shot fake by Lewis. Kick out left side, Hicks takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Ashley Thayer for Northwest Missouri State. Thayer in the center circle with it for the Cats. And a substitute timeout here for Coach Kellogg. Getting Denise McEnany back in the lineup for the Cats in place of Nelson. It also gets Queen O'Hamara back in for Nebraska Kearney. Scott will inbound into the backcourt for Thayer. Thayer works with it between the circles. Top of the key for Bay. Bay looking over to the right, gets it for Schechinger. Now up top for Thayer. On to the left side, McEnany. Fakes a pass, goes on a drive, tries to go up with the shot and draws a foul. And this will send Denise McEnany to the free throw line for Northwest. And the officials come together to make sure they've got the call on the right player. It's Sarah Hicks who picks up her third. And McEnany goes to the line. Going to call it a one-and-one opportunity instead of two. It'll be the first free throw of the season for McEnany. The sophomore out of Tark Hill hits the front end of the one-and-one. So she'll get the second chance. 1:20 to play. Northwest up by 18. Second free throw is also good. So McEnany hits them both. And builds the Bearcat lead to 19. Hicks with it between the circles. Gets it ahead on the left side for Lewis. Lewis back out to Hicks between the circles. She brings it to the wing, now into the corner for Lewis. Lewis fakes a couple of passes, now tries to drive, cut off, bounce pass into O'Hamara, shot off the front of the rim, rebound tip by Scott to Bay, and Bay will come out of there with it. Over to Thayer, left side. Under a minute to play. So Northwest women are going to get back to above 500 overall on the season. With a win here tonight. Thayer between the circles goes on the drive into the left corner for McEnany. Out top of the key for Thayer. Over to the right side, O'Hamara gets the steal. And she's going to take a layup the other way. It's good off the glass for Queen O'Hamara. That's the 12 points for O'Hamara. And in the backcourt, Thayer with it for Northwest. A half a minute to go. 69-52 the lead for the Cats. Thayer spins, brings it to the top of the key. Now to the left side, McEnany on the wing. McEnany with the bounce pass over to Scott right side, inside to Schechinger. Up top it goes to Bay, into the corner for McEnany. She'll go on a drive. Up with the shot, good off the glass for Denise McEnany. She has four. Quick pass ahead, Seeberger on the right side. Stops, jumper, too strong. Rebound on the backside, goes out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will have it with 6 seconds to play. So the Cats doing their part tonight as the inbound comes to Thayer. She holds it on her hip as time runs out. 71-52, the final score. The Northwest women with the win over the University of Nebraska Kearney as they lead it much of the way tonight after a back-and-forth game early on. The Bearcats moving to 7-10 in MIAA play. 13-12 overall. Nebraska Kearney falls to 6-18 and 3-14. We'll give a break before we go to our post game. We'll be back to Kearney, Nebraska after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors,
St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, after a 71-52 win for the Northwest Missouri State women tonight. Again, the Northwest women moving to 13-12. Overall, 7-10 in the MIAA. Also getting some help out, it looks like, tonight as we start to see some scores go final from around the MIAA. Looks like the Bearcats are going to get some of the help that they need to try to get a home game next week in the first round of the MIAA tournament. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on our postgame after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, the Northwest Missouri State women get the win 71-52 over Nebraska Kearney tonight. And a solid game for Northwest. Coach talking about some things he wanted to see the team do better. They did a little bit better in turnovers in terms of their last game, but the second half, really, with turnovers, and not as solid as I'm sure he would have liked to have seen. And rebounding, they were out-rebounded tonight, 38-30 by Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, and a lot of that was early in the game when they were getting out-rebounded. I think really about midway through the second half on, they were pretty even with Kearney, but again, got off to a rough start on the boards. But the one thing Northwest did, they were able to pound the ball inside, got some good percentage, looked at the bucket, ended up shooting just over 57% from the field, and they were able to add to that lead throughout the second half and come up with a good win.
Well, we mentioned a little bit earlier that Northwest might be getting a little bit of help as well, and that coming from Fort Hays State tonight, as they are leading Missouri Western 67-48 with 4:49 to play in that ball game. That would be one of the little bit of help that Northwest would need if Western ends up with that loss there tonight in terms of trying to get a home game next week. Final score from here was 71-52. When we come back, we'll have our extra effort award from this win for the Northwest women. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about Northwest Forensic and Debate's recent state victory.
I'm speaking Bearcats won the 2013 Missouri Association of Forensic Activities Championship. And bottom line, John, it's the title of top college forensics team in the state. And we're so proud of them. And individually, Carl Stafford, many of our listeners may know Carl. He's He's just an unbelievable senior here at Northwest, speech and theater education major from St. Louis, but he was the state champion in dramatic interpretation. He's the top speaker in the state. He's also, if you may remember, he was a national champion in 2011 in forensics, so he's continuing his charge and just doing so well, getting ready to go out and student teach, et cetera. But unbelievable what he's done. But Sam Stone and Gabby Ray also claim state championships in poetry interpretation and also the program of oral interpretation. So very, very happy with Kyle's performance, Sam and Gabby's. But don't forget, John, the overall team, the team members, they advanced to elimination rounds in 14 events. They had three state champions, three state runner-ups, and two third-place finishes, three fourth-place finishes, and two fifth-place finishes. And they also had a semifinalist. So unbelievable what they've done. Coach Swofford has just been incredible with that. It goes back to what we always talk about, John, being engaged Bearcats. What happens on the practice field, so to speak, follows through in terms of game day performance. That's exactly what our speaking Bearcats did last weekend.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking to John Coffey about the Northwest Forensic and Debate Team's recent statewide victory.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, the Northwest Missouri State women with the win tonight, 71-52 over Nebraska Kearney. It is time for our Extra Effort Award. And, John, we had four players in double-digit scoring tonight. One player, though, in an area where Northwest thought they would have an advantage, Maggie Martin with a double-double.
Maggie with a very good game tonight. Was 9 of 10 from the field, 1 of 3 on the free throw opportunities. Pulled down 10 rebounds, also had 4 blocks and an assist in this one, and just really put together a great game this evening. And Aggie Martin, their Extra Effort Award winner.
Also 14 points tonight from Timber Schekinger. She had 6 rebounds, 13 points for Meredy Scott, and 10 points for Monique Stevens. Stevens all hitting all 4 shot attempts she took tonight, including a couple of three-pointers. She had 6 assists, 7 assists for Ashley Nelson tonight for Northwest as well. On the other side for Nebraska Kearney, 12 points from Queen O'Hamara led the way for them. 10 points for Ivy Jones off the bench for the Lopers. The win 71-52 for the Northwest women tonight. The two men's teams out on the court warming up for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out. All game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.